Chapter 16. Ashtavakra said, "My son, you may recite or listen to countless scriptures, but you will not establish within until you can forget everything. You may as a learned man indulge in wealth, activity, and meditation, but your mind will still long for that which is cessation of desire and beyond all goals. It is because of effort that everyone is in pain, but no one realizes it. By just this simple instruction, the lucky one attains tranquility. Happiness belongs to no one but that supremely lazy man for whom even opening and closing his eyes is a bother. When the mind is free from such pairs of opposites as I have done this and I have not done that, it becomes indifferent to merit, wealth, sensuality, and liberation. One man is abstemious and averse to the senses. Another is greedy and attached to them. But he who is free from both taking and rejecting is neither abstemious nor greedy. So long as desire, which is the state of lack of discrimination, remains, the sense of revulsion and attraction will remain, which is the root and branch of the world. Desire springs from usage and aversion from abstention. But the wise man is free from the pairs of opposites, like a child, and becomes established. The passionate man wants to rid of the world so as to avoid pain. But when the dispassionate man is without pain and feels no distress even in it, he who is proud about liberation or his own body and feels them his own is neither a seer or a yogi. He is still a sufferer. If even Shiva, Vishnu, or the lotus-born Brahma, you were instructor. Until you have forgotten everything, you cannot be established within."